Thanks again, Steve. And we've been talking about all kinds of different communications and ways to communicate water issues. And I'm here with Darcy Von Tempo.
Hi there.
And she just happens to be our marketing director here at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Welcome to the webcast.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess we better start off with the basics. And you better tell me what marketing is all about.
Well, we've been talking a lot about connections, Ron, and marketing is about making connections between what you're trying to market and your product or and the consumer. And what you're really trying to do is get the consumer to think or feel differently about your product or what you're trying to market. And you do that by creating a meaningful message, whether that be with an ad or whether it be with a brochure or a radio spot, so that you can make them think differently. And ultimately, you want them to act differently. You want them to go out and buy your product in a store. You want them, if you're marketing a presidential candidate, you want them to go and vote for that person. So it really is about making a connection between your product and what you're trying to market and the person or viewer or the consumer you're trying to market with.
Well, what are some of the techniques for making that connection with your target audience?
There are a lot of rules of marketing, more than we can go into now, but there are a couple of key ones, I think, that are important to talk to the kids about. The first is to really think about who you're trying to market to. One of the most common mistakes that people make is they try to market to everyone, and they also try to bring in their personal biases when they market. They don't really understand what the wants and needs and the lifestyle and the attitudes are about the person they're trying to market to. As a good marketer, what you really need to do is do a consumer research. You really need to go and talk to that person, whether it be teenagers you're marketing to or older adults, and find out what it is they want from your product. If you're trying to sell a cell phone, for example, you might determine what are the most important features or benefits they're looking for. How do they feel about your product versus competitors? What are the issues or concerns? And that allows you then to do creative and effective advertising, which speaks to those benefits and hopefully incorporates lifestyles as well, whether you're talking about a Coca-Cola advertising, where obviously it's a lot more than just talking about the soft drink that refreshes. It's a whole emotional appeal. And what's interesting is when you understand your consumer and your product, you're able to develop what we call brand identity. And I don't know if you've heard of that, but brand identity is really like giving an inanimate object a personality or a look and feel that your consumer, your viewer can relate to. And Coca-Cola, for example, a few years ago was valued, and over half of its value was in that brand, what it means to people around the world. And of course, they spent millions of dollars and billions of dollars doing that. But so that's a very important point in terms of marketing, is understanding who you're marketing to, understanding what they're looking for, what their wants and needs and their interests are, so that you can communicate with them in a relevant way, in a meaningful way, and then creating a consistent message and a brand identity for your product.
So what are some of the basic rules, if we had to come down with two or three really, like, these are the rules for good quality marketing, what would you?
Well, I would say first, identify who you're marketing to, understand what they're about and how your product is meaningful or relevant to them. Create a brand identity and be consistent. Message should be consistent, and it's very, very important to not have too many messages in marketing. One of the key challenges is to focus. And in addition, it's important to make sure the brand is in advertising, which a lot of people think of as marketing. It's important to make sure the brand is part of the advertising. For example, last night I asked my 16-year-old stepdaughter what was her favorite advertising, and she told me identity theft. Some of you may have seen it on TV. And that's a great, I've seen it, it's funny, it's amusing. I said, well, who's it for? And she had absolutely no idea. And she said, I think it's for a bank or a credit card. And that's, again, that's wasted money. A lot of marketers make that mistake. They create something that connects, but it doesn't connect the brand. So that's what's so important. You've got to connect the brand with the viewer, the consumer.
I think that's a very funny commercial myself.
Do you know who it's for?
I just found out.
No, we don't know the name of the company.
Credit card, I guess. Identity theft, that's the main issue. I know you work on a lot of campaigns here at Texas Parks and Wildlife. What would one quick example be?
Well, one of the most recent campaigns that's still going on right now is a campaign called Water Works Wonders, and it's actually a national campaign that we're participating in, and I'm just going to hold up an example of it because the pictures speak a thousand words, and it's really trying to get people to go fishing more by reminding them that fishing is a great way to spend quality time with their kids, because a lot of the men in this case used to fish feel like they can't afford the time away from their family. So what we did was solve that problem by saying, when you go fishing, you can you can spend quality time with your kids is you don't have to, you basically can enjoy that memorable experience. So, and it's on the website and other examples as well if anyone's interested, and along with some book references that I've also posted there for kids that are interested in learning more about marketing and branding.
Well, I've really enjoyed talking to you about marketing. You seem to really know what you're doing.
We try.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're going to go to Steve.